Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? You're now tuned to UnifiedRadio.tv, and this is In Perfect Sense. Yes. I go by the name of Eric E., Mr. Dawson, whatever it is you call me. I beg you, please do not call me a midget. And I got the homie Flesh with me to my left, phone going off like a bitch.
I never Siri, y'all. You know how Siri work, yo.
Got Conway to me to the right. Look at him. You know what I mean? COVID-19. Look at him.
COVID ready.
Look. He already starting off with the bullshit. He got the mask on exactly. On camera. Hopefully
exactly. Here. My man texted and said, are y'all doing it with the
no. You can't let him know what's going on with with the brother. But shout out to Andy, man. Andy ain't here with us today. You know, he's 1/4 of Imperfect Sense. He home.
Andy not gonna be here I think until we get a cure for the antidote.
So y'all see Andy in 2022. Yeah. That's when you'll see Andy. You know what I mean? He already home looking like Frederick Douglass. Looking like Frederick Douglass, yo. Did you see that? Did you see the scalp?
I seen it.
Did you see the yo, I swear to God, I looked like Glory Part 2. I thought it was like some new slave movie already come out. I'm like, yo, did he link up with Oprah or something? Like Oprah and Tyler Perry? Like he home. He home looking like he off the Caroocan plantation.
He gonna dread it up.
Yeah, don't do that. Andy with the locks. But shout out to everybody, man, that's tuned into us right now. Look, we're going to drop this.
That's messed up.
We got to drop this disclaimer, man. If this is your first time listening or looking at Imperfect Sense, like, look, we 4-point opinionated brothers, even though we missing one. Mm-hmm. But look, we say what we want. We feeling what we say. This is our opinion. This is why it's called Imperfect Sense. You know what I mean? So if you have any discretions or you have any sensitivity about your sexuality, your politics, your gender, your race, this is not the show for you because we're going to touch on all them things and we're going to say what we feel.
And we
love the debate. We love it. Love it. This is what it's about, man. You can't. You know what's so funny, fellas? Like, the last episode we dropped, man, if y'all didn't see the last episode, we talked about this this biracial dating, why do black men date outside their race, blah, 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 all of that. Mm. It was a very touchy subject, but you know what's so funny? I got a lot of women that hit us up and said, you need women on the show. No, the fuck we don't.
Nah.
You got any men on The View? They on every day.
Yep.
Got 4 opinionated women, all backgrounds of life, saying what they feel. Now, eventually, we'll have some more females on here and some other guests and give y'all a shot, but no, this ain't it. This is about the fellas. So, you know what I mean? Now that we got that out the way, this topic might be a little hot again today. This is all, you know, we trying to figure out why we justifying bullshit in relationships and life, especially dealing in our culture. Now, what brought up this topic was something that was very hot this week. And I'm kind of upset that we even got to talk about it because I think, you know, people's personal business should stay their personal business. But when you got fucking TMZ. Places like TMZ, you don't have any privacy. You know what I mean?
You're
a celebrity, you're an athlete, you're an entertainer, anybody. They feel as though they could just throw your business out there.
Yeah.
So the hot topic this week, Earl Thomas' wife allegedly put a gun to the man head because
she.
That's facts. How is it facts? We weren't there. We don't know. It's allegedly.
My alleged part is
she's innocent until
fuck that shit.
It's innocent until proven guilty.
She's supposed to caught him smashing a bra with his.
We know the story.
That's alleged.
And we know the story.
The girl didn't come up.
But nonetheless, I'm kind of pissed off that we gotta address this, but this is common in our community where, things like this happen. I'm sorry, that was a little, you know, that wasn't COVID. Don't worry about it. That was just a little information, man. You know what I mean? That's all it was.
Mother can't even cough no more,
y'all. I know. You see, it turned everybody into a hypochondriac. You know what I mean? You
look at
But Earl Thomas' wife, I'm going to keep saying allegedly, put a gun to this man's head because she allegedly caught him cheating.
She got locked up.
But how many times you been locked up for alleged shit? Now, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. We don't have enough time on the show.
We don't have enough time.
Yeah,
but the thing that was sad,
oh my God,
the fact that they going through the situation is that been seeing a lot of women saying that that's what he get. Stop playing with a woman's emotions and things like this to happen. And what I feel is why women's emotions and erratic behavior in our community go hand in hand.
I don't get that because that's my thing. Okay. I don't get that because when playing with somebody's emotions doesn't only deal with fucking infidelity or cheating. Yeah. Playing with somebody like, look, it's so many times women will go off on men and run their fucking mouth and be pushing their head and you playing with the motherfucking emotions, and then if you pop the shit out of the female, then they go around and put you like, I'm daring you. Why are you putting your hands on her? Like, but then you scream equality and it's supposed to be equal across the board. Like, I can't. Well, because it's true shit. Like, I can't get past the fucking biasness that fucking goes on with a lot of the fucking, like, women today when it comes to that. Not all. Because I've been reading the comments. You have mature, balanced women out here.
See how we had to drop the disclaimer again? Not all women.
Not all. You have a lot of mature, wise women, even in their fucking 20s and 30s. And if you pay attention, even the younger women today are looking at the way the fucking 30 and 40 year old women that's thinking like that going, what the fuck are y'all talking about? That's stupid. It's just that, like I said before, our generation of women got to die off because they just fucking lost and stupid.
It's gonna hurt, but it all started with Lisa Lopez.
What? Lisa Lopez.
What's her name? Left Eye?
Okay, where you going with
this? When she burnt the house down?
I remember when she burnt
it. Praised her.
I don't think it started with her, but that was publicized big time.
It was publicized big time. Not only was it publicized big time, they then put a scene of it like that in a movie.
Well, you talk, then, what was that movie with Angela Bassett burnt shit up?
I mean, it became a trend.
Yeah, after true. That, I agree with started, that.
Oh shit, oh yeah, I'm gonna pour bleach in this shit. Oh, then I'm gonna set this shit on fire. Because the crazy part that comes behind why it becomes hypocrite,
because as soon as that hypocritical, because when that shit happens to their son or their brother or some shit like that, now they want to talk about the other female. I don't get it.
It's a no-win situation. See, what's upsetting is like, I'm not going to justify if, you know, what he did, like, or allegedly did. Like, we know, like, you know, not supposed to be cheating.
Listen, exactly. Let's get that out there. You ain't supposed to be cheating on your wife. We're not supporting that behavior whatsoever.
You're not supposed to be cheating on your wife at all.
And allegedly.
But the thing is, you can't say, my emotions made me do that, because, like, his life could have been lost, would have took the father away from his children, and she would have ultimately ended her life. You know what I mean? And when it comes to our culture, we seem to always go that way. When other cultures, that shit happens, you know what? They fight in a different way.
But in a matter of fact, and then on top of that, if people don't pay attention, when things happen in other cultures, for some reason, TMZ don't cover that.
For some reason,
when the shit happens in other cultures, it's kept quiet.
It happened, but you see what happened when it happened. What's his name? What was the brother's name? The Baldwins and all them. What was that? Yeah, it was like two brothers. And they was real big back in the damn movies, Belucci's and all them other. I forgot their name, but one of them was an alcoholic and smacked the shit out of one of the TMZ guys back in the day. They stopped covering them.
See, and that's been... See, I'm not an advocate for violence, but I've been...
Yes, you are.
So what? But what I'm saying is, like, this is what the problem with TMZ is. Like, say if, you know, none of us are famous, right? But let's say... I'm going to talk to you. So look, none of us are famous. So if you become famous and I become famous and TMZ reports some shit that's just nobody's business, I'm not going to sit up there and just turn the other cheek. Like, I'm going to the office. Who's in charge here? Who put it out? Oh, nobody's around? Well, I'm slapping everybody in the office until I get an answer.
Let's just do it.
Yeah, whoever. No. Everybody gets slapped. Shit. Everybody off. That's the problem. Until we start slapping the shit out of people at TMZ, they can continue this shit.
Everybody gets slapped.
I'm not smacking on women, son.
But to get back on track.
I don't smack women either, but if you trying to...
You work for TMZ, if you work for TMZ, you're not a woman.
Trying to...
You said you... Like, if you work for TMZ, you're not a woman.
If you try to discredit me or try to shit on me...
Just remember that views and expressions are made by individual person, okay?
If you work for TMZ, you're not a woman.
I might draw that bitch back here.
Yeah, and if you're a man working for TMZ, you can never call yourself a real, you know... We can't say the N-word, but you can never call because you gossiping all day. But when I was stating about other cultures fighting different, his wife has the upper hand. First of all, she's married to him. I believe they had 3 children. You're entitled to, what, 60% of his net? So you almost was willing to end his life and your life and ultimately your children's future off of erratic behavior.
And then destroy
it. It didn't go right for the chick that killed McNair.
At all.
Like, they don't think about that. They don't look at that.
You said McNair.
Yeah.
A quarterback, rest in peace. Steve McNair.
Rest in peace. Steve
you know McNair. What? And you know what? I never even looked back up on that story, man.
Because it was a woman that supposed to have been scorned by a man cheating. It's not news. That's not news. Because he ain't never put his hands on her.
So what? Like, how she kill him? When she shot him, right?
Yeah, she did.
She shot him
down like a dog. He never beat her down like a dog. He never drug her through the concrete. So it's not a story there. It was a good guy who allegedly had a mishap.
And it was okay for his life to be taken. Because I ain't hear shit like you really didn't. I remember the story now. That's why I said I remember the story, but it never really got a lot of media coverage.
It's been a long time.
Because he didn't live a bad boy life. If that was fucking Dennis Rodman or some shit and that motherfucker got popped, it would be a big ass story.
But the crazy thing, to go back to a few shows that we did before, you all see what Earl Thomas, who I had to put up with, and I hate to keep bringing them up, but this is the topic of the week because of TMZ putting their business out there. But when we tell women, and we said to women about dealing with a certain type of man.
Oh, yeah, we did do that.
The man is a millionaire. He's a superstar athlete. He got everything at his disposal. And if a woman can't really take a regular dude, how can you expect to deal with a man on that type of level? And this is the type of man that you all are wishing for. You're wishing for a person that got
millions
of dollars. He got power. He got fame. That's the lifestyle that you want. This is what we said before. Like, you got to be careful what you wish for. Because look at what his wife is going through right now. Your husband left his happy home, allegedly, and went with his homeboys and his brother to go smash some other women that just don't mean nothing. That's the life that you want?
They said it was a train, right?
I don't know what it was.
They said it was a train.
And that's what I don't understand. Like, you got to be careful what you wish for. Like, I know that, you know, that type of lifestyle, materialistically, it seems good, but it's not. It's so many women going through bullshit. Look at all the women that, look what happened with Kevin Hart's wife. You seen the documentary. Tears, like, superstar. Beyonce got fucking cheated on. You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly.
Like, it's not in a man's nature not to cheat.
Allegedly. And a man, look, say what you said. Listen, because we don't want to mess it all up like that. Say what you said when we had the conversation
about a man cheating.
I mean, when will a man stop?
A man will stop cheating once he gets tired. The thing is, we got to be open and honest. Like, and I'm gonna say it, and a lot of women don't want to hear it. If you ever been in a relationship with a man, not saying your current relationship, let me put that out there. Not saying your current relationship.
Yeah, you about to get some motherfuckers fucked up.
That's what I'm saying.
Stab the shot.
And if you've had past relationships, you have been cheated on. You cheated on a woman before. I've cheated on a woman. You cheated on a woman. Not saying that you're current. I got to keep putting that out there. But it has happened. Nobody's exempt. Beyonce is the most famous woman in the world. She got cheated on. Nobody's exempt. And I'm not justifying and saying that it's right. It's just the reality of the situation. Now, every man has cheated on a woman that has been in a relationship. Don't let no man ever come tell you like
say he never cheated.
He never cheated. It's not true. Now maybe now
and listen, and if you as a heterosexual woman, a woman in general, can look at another woman's body and go, damn, she fine. She is really fine. Like, and she can make you think once about having a sexual experience. Imagine what that does to a man who's that's his fucking norm.
That's his norm.
That's his fucking norm. But
the thing is, they don't want to hear it. All they want to say is what we're not supposed to do. We know that.
But see, this is the thing that killed it for me, right? What was it? Yesterday and the day before yesterday. Was because I went to the social media of people that was talking about it, like women that was posting, oh, she should have shot him, oh, you know, don't kill him, just hurt his career, blah, 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 right? So then I went I asked the question, what if it was the other way around? What if Earl Thomas called his wife with her sister, her homegirls, getting slutted out, and he pulled the gun on her, and this time it didn't jam. He really shot her.
You know what they would have said? Caruso. You know what they would have said?
He's a slut. Yeah.
He should have just left her.
He should have just walked away.
Or it'd have been women like, yeah, that's just us getting back. That's what y'all get. Come on, man. Anything to work, like we gotta get on the same playing field. If it's not good for me, it's not good for you. If it's not good for you, it's not good for me. We got to get on the same playing field. Like, you want equality, we want you to have equality. You got to be able to accept the things that they do to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if she was a WNBA player, right, and he was just a regular Joe Mo, and she did that, a sponsor's coming to take her stuff away? Is Nike coming to strip her away? Mm. Is WNBA taking her contract? Like, we don't know if he going to lose his contract. Because the Ravens have policy they got. Yeah, you don't know. Bullshit. He could lose a $42 million contract over this.
But it'll hurt them too, though. So I don't know. He might just get suspended.
But yo, they just got a no tolerance policy. Yeah. It don't matter.
But the crazy part is that you can. That's why I said that with this whole situation, he can lose it all off the reaction. That his wife did.
Men are losing a lot off of just like, being accused.
But that's why I feel athletes shouldn't even get into a serious relationship with a woman or anything until they finish their career.
I know it's the crazy thing, but I know a lot of people are gonna be mad about it. I bring it all the way back to the Ray Rice situation. She spit in his face. They both was intoxicated. I don't give a fuck if you. I don't care if you're a woman. You spit in my face, I'm smacking shit out you. I'm flat out. And I'm intoxicated and I can't hold it. Like, you can't antagonize somebody and do something, one of the most disrespectful things in the world, and not think you're going to get a backlash. Now, don't get me wrong. The second time in the elevator, yeah, he went a little bit overboard, right? But.
And honestly, he could have killed.
Yeah, but I'm just he could have. That's what I said, but people. Overboard. But listen, that's what I'm saying. But people being like they was intoxicated. Yeah. Them two still together, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've been together since high, and that's the funny thing.
They've been together since high school.
The public pass judgment and want you to do what they want you to do with your own life. Yeah. Like if she was really in danger. Then her father and her mother would have said, nah, this is not the situation for you. They are happily married.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cool. Things happen. Like, I'm not justifying.
You get motherfuckers, woman, you get all these motherfuckers drinking and driving and taking somebody's life and just get to walk out the door with no other.
And they didn't mean to kill anybody.
And they didn't mean to kill anybody.
They just had a bad judgment, a bad call.
And that's the other thing. A lot of people, Monica, right? When we take an athlete like Shannon Brown. Right. Now they're getting a divorce. Right? But
I thought they was working it out.
No. Allegedly, right, he's supposed to have cheated or whatever, whatever. But I'm sitting here thinking like, all right, Shannon Brown, who was at the height of his career.
Before the injury,
right, met a female that was already met her prime, you know what I mean?
She's been very consistent.
She was in her peak at that time. Mm-hmm. He gave it all up to be a husband and a family man for her who never stopped her career. And when I say that, people gonna be like, oh, she stopped singing. Yeah, she stopped singing. But she didn't stop writing. She kept money coming in.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't.
It doesn't matter.
So this is what I'm going at. What if she had pulled that stunt and said, oh, you cheated on me and tried to shoot that man? Would it still be the same thing?
Yeah. No, it wouldn't still be the same thing because, like I said before, the women's movement and the whole LGBT community, they all work together as a unit and support each other.
Too.
Well, to me too.
That's
why that's what I said. They
that's why I said
they all
would have shot him.
Yeah,
would have been on that side.
But yeah, but what I said was that's how it is now. It's like the ones that used to be the victims are now the bullies. And that's all it is. Nobody's really fighting for equality. They coming in for total takeover. I said that before.
We can't get on the same page because a lot of the things that the feminist movement is trying to do, we in here we agree with.
Yeah, I said, exactly.
We don't want to be your equal. But, I mean, your enemy. We want to be your equal.
But it's not about equal because at the end of the day, they still see. Is a part
us being a man,
us being a man, and them being a woman at the end of the day.
It'll never be equal because I can lift this 100 pounds, and we can have the same title. You're gonna ask me to lift that 100 pounds for you, so I just lift 200 pounds.
Well, yeah,
but I don't care how they feel or what they say. I'm for everything that they behind. When it comes to the real victims, because we haven't seen a real victim be supported by Me Too. We haven't seen a real victim after major society murdering been supported by Black Lives Matter. So fuck all of them, for real. Because that equality shit never happened. Because it's always going to be a woman that's going to say, I'm a woman, help me here. You'll have your own woman or your own lady who don't have a bag in her hand will be like, shit, I'm gonna unlock the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's
bring all 40 of them.
Yeah, but that's the thing about it. Why this whole thing with the whole relationship issue will never get fixed because an entity only cares about the purpose of the entity. It's not about being just across the board for everybody when it comes to like these relationship issues that come between men and women. Like the women's movement only gonna be there to protect women. Period. It's not about it's no unit out there that says we out here to make sure things even across the board for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's no unit out there like that at all. You always got a group that's arguing specifically for their particular group. And that's it.
Excuse me again, you ain't gotta put your mask on. But what I'm saying is like for me, I think that the women's movement could have took 10 steps forward if they would have got ahead of this when this story broke. If they'd have came out and said, look, sisters and women, this ain't the way. The things that she almost risked it all is not the way we want to move. You know what I mean? Because if it would have went bad, their movement would have took 10 steps backwards.
There's no publicity and money in that. You got to realize that if these incidents don't keep occurring, then there's nothing for them to speak about.
For her life.
Okay.
We would have heard some shit about, oh, he used to beat me.
Think about this.
He used to do this.
Think about this. If the culture, period, across the board, race don't have nothing to do with this. Gender don't have nothing to do with this. If they really set a standard across the board that everybody got to be respected or you're going to suffer consequences, and they actually start having it where people suffering consequences for going to the extreme, letting the standard go, well, if somebody cheat, you can't go physically abuse them. You can't do X, Y, Z, and they start making that a standard. How many more? Ain't no need for nobody really having a show or no news. Because shit barely going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So they need all this
unequal drama to go on.
They need it.
Or it's just going to be like it is in the black market.
What you mean?
It's going to happen behind the scenes. And a person will be scared enough not to say shit.
But
that's what I'm saying. So
but that's,
it's going to still happen. It just won't be broadcast.
What? True. True. Mm-hmm. But that's the time that we're living in. So unfortunately, right now, like I said before, I feel as though that men are, you know, they're being fucking oppressed and suppressed by society. Yeah. By society now when it comes to those situations. Heterosexual men, for the most part.
You have to make sure you said that part.
What? Heterosexual? Yeah, you have to.
Because.
You have to.
You got to say that. You know what I mean?
They worse than
the word masculinity is almost extinct.
It is.
They
don't want you to be masculine anymore.
They want you to be masculine.
When it's time to defend them, like they try to tell you when it's okay for you to be masculine and not masculine. Like you can't show your natural aggression feeling when you in a situation. It's like, it's not like you're gonna hit a woman or do anything like that, but I don't want to hear you because you're not talking to me the way that I want you to talk to me. But you can say whatever the fuck you want to say to me and do everything under the sun, and there's no limitation. There's no limits to you. There's no limits to what. There's no. You can even come. Even if I'm cheating, you can even track where my location through Snapchat. Thanks, Snapchat. You can track my location. Know that I'm in a place that you don't have no key to. Break inside. Catch you me doing what I'm doing. Take out a gun. Put it to my head. And you still have a large amount of women going, she was justified.
Yeah, and you know what's so funny about that? You know what's so crazy? It's like we so dumb as men. You know what's so funny? But he just spoke the whole Earl Thomas situation. Yeah. But you know what's so funny about us men and how we get caught cheating is that we dumb creatures of nature. We don't track our steps. Like, if you're gonna go do that, you didn't take the GPS off your phone. You didn't log out of the Snapchat. You didn't do none of these things. We get caught because our routine breaks. Yeah. Like you can every Saturday you can say, "Well, babe, I'm going to go here, here, and here," right? And she'll ask you the same thing. Where you going? Even though she knows the answer, I'm going here, here, and here. The one time you go, "Huh? Hmm?" That lets her know. Yeah, something is
because
off.
Because you know women
when you go, huh, or hmm,
you gotta understand like, this. Dudes are dumb. Dudes are dumb because they don't know.
We keep everything out.
Your women, listen, and your women are they natural investigators. I always thought that women were just control the whole fucking police department. Don't get me wrong. I believe what the fucking women's movement say. If it was majority of them in Congress and a lot of other shit, they get a lot of shit done. Cause women naturally fucking investigate their man 24/7. We men don't realize you doing patterns and they double checking. Right. It's a reason why out of nowhere you ever get when they ask you certain shit.
They already know the answer.
Like, what time you going over there? Like, you be like, why the fuck you want to know what time? Like, how does it affect you? They doing it for a fucking reason.
The smartest creatures on the damn planet. I'm going to give y'all women that, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. And they do. And women do the same shit we do. And they'll take that shit to the grave. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we don't investigate like them. We don't go, where was you at? Because where was you this?
That takes extra
time.
Time and stress. And
yo, but guess what?
That shit is stressful to be like, yo,
oh my God.
Lux got that fucking line for women. We got all night. That's how women act. I got all day and all night to find out what the fuck you doing.
Yeah, so fellas, if y'all listening, looking, man, stop going, huh, and hmm. Know what you're talking about.
But that's the case. Huh?
Hmm?
They know you lying because they do that part. They do that shit.
You got to do it all the time.
We don't pay that shit no attention.
Like you on him, huh?
He be like, where you was at, huh?
I was with my girls. They be like this. I'm with my girls and them. And you be like this. Oh, all right. Oh, and then go get finished doing what the fuck you was doing.
Go right back to whatever you was doing. Go back the fuck outside.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, like, and I know this is going off track, when it come to us, and when you caught in a lie, you still not man enough to say, I'm caught. Like, back in the day, I don't even want to mention this ex name, but she from like 8 years ago, right? The one we seen at restaurant, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to put my business out there. She didn't went through my phone. No, she went through my phone. Yeah, I was doing dirt, but she was doing dirt too. You know what I mean? That kind of gave me the motivation to kind of really be a scumbag and thottish out here. You know what I'm saying? That was circa 2012. So, yo, when she went through the phone, right, she was like, so who such and such, not going to put a name out there. You fucking her? Looked her right in the face. Yep. So what you gonna do? Get the fuck out. Boom. Got out. You know what I mean? What happened a couple days later? Back in the crib. I'm not laughing. Because this is the thing.
He telling the truth.
This is the thing. Back in the crib. You know what you gonna do? You know what I mean? What you gonna do? Now you show me you gonna put up with that bullshit. And that's what the same thing happened with Earl Thomas. Like, people can say whatever they want. She did all that emotional shit. She ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Because if you really was upset and it was really something that you couldn't deal with, you'd be out.
You wouldn't let.
If it was us and we caught her red-handed, oh, you done. Matter of fact, bitch, leave your eyelashes and the wig on the fucking dresser that I paid. Get the fuck on up out of here. Get you in that fake Gucci bag. Fuck up out of here. You know what I mean? You done. That's because we hypocrites. That's what we do. But when I told her to, yeah, that's what happened. Get out. Couple days later, I'm back. Oh, you want game on now?
That's why I said the whole performance of destroying everything that you have just to still be with the person.
Just to still be. Beyonce.
Got all, because this topic is on cheating. Got all the evidence there, but for some reason, you wanna physically see the shit for yourself.
But in the life
got time, all the fucking evidence there that something going on, but we'll go through, you know, and Snapchat, zoomed in and saw the location, went there, saw the car, peeked around, and broke in through the fuck.
But you know, love makes us all stupid. Because like I said, my ex from back then, she been doing her thing too. But guess what? I didn't physically see it, but I knew. All the signs were there. The game she played, I was just like, okay, I'm going to just go do me now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me buy myself some time until I make another move. And that's what happened.
Ain't no woman on the face of this planet.
But if I'd have physically seen her getting slammed with a sausage,
bro,
I'm up out of here.
Bro.
I'm up out of here.
Bro, ain't no woman on the face of this planet worth me going to jail, son.
No, not at all.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand how it's okay for her to pull the gun, but not okay for the man to react the same way. No woman can tell you
that's the world we live in.
That it's okay for him to act the same way.
Because it's easy for people. It's easy for people to talk when they don't have to deal with it.
Ain't no what the that's not
because these
motherfuckers dudes out here that say, "Oh yeah, he deserved that." But the whole time, some of you motherfuckers doing the same shit he's doing.
Yeah, but that's
but you
that's,
know your girl don't have no access to no gun.
Yeah, but the,
and she's scared to swing that knife.
Yeah, but that's but the thing is, with the reason why people like that is because they don't have to deal with it. Yeah. They don't have to, it's easy to fucking tweet and make a fucking comment. Yeah. But and the reason why they're saying, yeah, he should have, why? Is because it's coming from a hurt place. They've been cheated on before or cheated on multiple times and know how to feel it, and they might have had the same thoughts. But they didn't do it. They ain't going to get no gun. They ain't going to put it to the money. They probably thought about it, but they ain't going to do it. Why? Because they was like, it ain't worth it. But you'll watch somebody else destroy their life and then try to promote, especially when there's younger women out here that's watching your fucking comments and y'all promoting the shit and saying that it's okay to do it, but you didn't do it.
Yeah, that's social media comments got a lot of people having a lot of hype men out here.
Yeah.
Like, everybody got to keep it real.
Hell yeah.
We cheated on in relationships that we've been in, and we've been cheated on. You've been cheated on. I've been cheated on. You've been cheated on. It's a fucking fact.
I never been cheated on.
Yeah, bro. Okay. Anyway, now I'm going to direct my attention to you.
I never been cheated on.
Yeah, since we've been... Everybody has been cheated on if you've been in a relationship.
I've never been cheated on.
Let me drop the disclaimer again. Not saying your current relationship, because you're probably at a point where you deal with somebody that is tired just like you is and just want more substance and more peace at home. Right. That's just all that it is. You've been cheated on.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. Yo, only man that hasn't been cheated on and didn't cheat on anybody is Jesus Christ.
Bro, I only been in 3 serious relationships.
So me
I ain't
too.
Been cheated on.
Me too.
I ain't been cheated on.
I definitely been cheated on twice that I know of.
Definitely been cheated on.
How you figure that?
Because you get, yeah. Just his attitude alone dealing with us. Oh, I know God. Why he listen, deal with that shit. We got on my nerves.
No.
That's why we're going to stop.
Go ahead and say it, because I want to know when.
Don't worry about it.
But I want to know when. Let the people know.
He definitely been cheated on.
By who?
You know what I'm saying? Because you know he a piece of shit.
By him?
You know it.
Look at him. Yo, what are you talking about? That's not even counting a serious relationship. You can't count a month and a half. You can't count a month and a half of a relationship.
You've been cheating on, bro.
Fuck are you talking about?
You've been cheating
y'all
on,
y'all love
bro.
This shit, because y'all can have this. I know you, the neck. I'm cool with it.
This is why we had to tell
listen,
him. He got to go talk to somebody.
I don't deal with what they deal with.
I know.
All right.
He never been cheated on. Never. The person that they talk about, I was with for a month.
No, I'm not even talking about that. You've been You've been cheated on, bro.
By who?
You've been cheated on happened? At least once.
See what happened?
That's because they've been damaged. This is women. This is what y'all sound like. Come when y'all damaged.
They've
been cheated on, and they just gonna try to put me in a cheat on category.
I'm a realist. When you take the extra light rule.
Mm-hmm.
You never, Albie Shore never thought he still don't think he got cheated on. Puffy took
it. Yo, check to see. That's why we got in this.
Yo, I don't even know what y'all talking about. I'm just telling you, it never happened. Period.
Okay.
Never happened.
Okay, Flat. But check this out.
Why are you the same person?
No, man.
Let's go.
We got to wrap it up. Like, look, go ahead and give your final thoughts.
I'm lost.
Go ahead and give your final thoughts on justifying bullshit.
My final thought is basically don't appreciate clap or think that the bullshit is good because a woman is doing it. Because you got crazy motherfucking men out here that don't give a fuck and will pull that trigger and bust our fucking head for cheating. And the gun not going to jam. So don't be on the front line for the bullshit. Because when it's on the other foot, still be on that front line and be like, yeah, well, she deserved that shit because she cheated on that man and hurt his feelings. And you know where to catch me at, man.
What's that?
Oh, talk to him, come, bitch.
talk to him, Con, on Instagram. Go ahead, Flash. Let the people know something.
All right, yeah. Well, I'm going to just say this. Keep the shit even across the board. I feel as though that if somebody's cheating, if you don't want to be with them, just leave. There's no need for you being physically violent towards them because at the end of the day, it ain't going to turn out right. You're going to jail.
Yeah.
Period. You try to pull a gun, you try to do anything, your ass going to jail. And if you got kids, think about your kids and the trauma that you're going to take them through because they can't get back because they're going to lose one parent if you kill them and then they lost the other one. Yeah. And now they're growing up without a parent. So you need to think twice and pull your emotions out from that.
Let them know where to find you, Flesh.
Yeah, and that's the Flesh 410. Hey, on all social media platforms. PHLESH 410.
Hey, check us out. Hey, my final thoughts to this, man. Just love yourself more than you love that other person. Don't put your life on the line just because you've been cheated on. Don't let nobody put the battery in your back trying to justify your emotional bullshit because you could lose it all. And I'm saying people that's putting that battery in your back will not be there when you're doing that time alone. You will be doing that time alone. And you can follow me on Instagram at Eric410. That's ERICK410 on the gram. And this has been another edition of Imperfect Sense right here on UnifiedRadio.tv. We see y'all the same time, same Unified channel. God, I can't even get it out. My teeth so big. Same Unified channel next week. Peace.
We out.